So what was the inspiration behind this game?
Let's see. The first idea was that throughout my life, I've always been a fan of games that, have everyone fighting for this one thing. Like Highlander type stuff. There can only be one. At the end of the day, this large group of different people just compete for, I guess, the same thing. But the difference in this is that they all have totally different aspects, and what the same thing is different for each of them. It sounds kind of confusing, actually, when I put it that way. Yeah, I guess you can break it down, Carlos, because you're good with that.
I've got back into the retro gaming, and it's not a bad source of information. Like, Mario got it right, all these side scrollers got it right. So there's I picked up a lot of that, and then also kind of like basic stuff. Like, we have a it's basically a side scroller, and side scrolling has become a genre of its own that there's different ways of going at it. Like, for example, we have a character, the Tiger, who's actually kind of a bit of a snake style. You remember Snake on our old phones? I remember that.
Yes.
We have one that plays like that, and then we have one that plays a little bit kind of like how do you say? I'm thinking like Tetris. Like, you kind of like have to like fit yourself into some spots,
I
and you
gotcha.
can
Yeah,
like break
that's.
into it.
Can I hop in on that one?
Yeah, sure.
One of our characters, he's like a mouse, and the reason we really made him the mouse was because mouses kind of appear, what's the word, small and just, not really physically capable as some other animals or I guess things you'd see. So his perk is intelligence, and this mouse is extremely smart, so he travels around in a jetpack. And he uses his intelligence to kind of maneuver through the levels. So you'll have a ton of obstacles, and you're really using your brain because, like Carlos said, it's kind of like a Tetris thing. You have to fit where you can get through, and it's time. There's all sorts of pressures. But the good thing is that he does have his intelligence perks. For example, there's this bubble. And we haven't figured out if it's a deflector bubble yet or a time bubble, but the bubble's either going to slow down the enemies when they get inside of it, or it's going to just bounce them off and they're going to go flying the other direction. We don't know which one will be more awesome right now.
Yeah, so flavor-wise, each character does things a little differently, vastly different from the other. In other words, one guy wants to finish the level immediately. Like, the whole point is to get from left to right. One guy wants to do it really fast. One person is really slow, but very strong. So he'll just, kind of like, tumble and crash into things just to finish it. Another one is just, like he just mentioned, is like he's like average speed, but to make up for it, he can, manipulate his surroundings, kind of like make up for it. So, it's accepting faults, but applying, their strengths is kind of like the flavor we're going for each of these characters.
Okay, so essentially, like, I'm not sure if you've played the Trine series, but that's kind of like how Trine works. It's a side scroller, and there's three different characters, and they all have their own different abilities, and they're like advancing through a story. So, is there a story here? Like, what's the game about?
The game is about the characters that we have picked from are champions of their kind of like worlds, meaning that
They're the best of the best at what they do.
and they're all kind of competing towards a prize. We are somewhat of a story development, but that's kind of like the base of it, that each of them represents a more or less like
Well, the
a
perfect embodiment of what their ideas represent,
Exactly,
yeah.
their ideals, their philosophies. It's like,
For example, like the tiger, his embodiment is, passion, aggressiveness, speed. So in his world, he's really the supreme person in all of those aspects. No one can beat him. And
And
then in the bird's world, he's the toughest guy there. He can take the most hits. He's the, I mean, potentially largest, but that's something we're working with because the bird is very large, so it is harder to dodge obstacles in his world. But he can,
break
he
them.
compensates for it
Yeah.
because he's durable.
Yeah, he wrecks. It's like the Hulk meets
a really cute creature.
Yeah, something really cute. Can't think of something.
Just to make things clear, they're traversing through the same area, or they're each character has their own world that they go through.
Each character has their own world, their own enemies, their own bosses. Everything is unique to that character.
Yeah, their particular as a game designer, I would want it that each world kind of reflects their strengths, mm-hmm. but also their weaknesses, and at a balanced, I wouldn't want you to cry because I put the wrong puzzle to the wrong, character. Like,
he wants you to cry, like, for a good reason.
Yeah, exactly.
So graphically, what does this game look like? Where does it draw inspirations from?
That's tough.
Right now, it looks it's very bright. There's a very, it's bright. It's not, although the subject is a little kind of like, warlike or anything like that, we're using very colorful characters, almost cartoony. We would want to kind of make more, designs.
We want to make it appealing to kind of all audiences.
Yeah, hardcore to casual.
The hard part is making a game, that adults could play, but also the kids could play. That's extremely tough because, we don't want grown people to be like, why am I playing this?
Yeah, this cartoon.
Even though it may look not so menacing, we want people to be like, okay, I can get down and dirty with this game. And that's one of the... graphically? I've had someone tell me that one of the characters looks like a Pokemon. And that's not very reassuring, but
we'll take it for what it is. But
we can always change the graphics to look, what looks best in the end.
Yeah, because
we're focusing on the gameplay.
Yeah. Because we want this to be games are just as like movies. Actually, to take the next step to movies is that you can they're music. They have music. They have gameplay, so an interactivity, but most of all, one of them is a strong art style, something that kind of, messes with the senses. So we hope to figure that way out.
Very soon,
because the story, the characters have a lot of personality. We want to give these, exhibit this, irrationality in Tiger,
One thing we can say graphically is that we do have animals representing each of these guys. They are all different animals or creatures, that commonly. They're just drawn differently.
Mm-hmm. And we just want to exhibit the kind of personalities that we were going for. So, we want, the bird to have muscles or something, something that exhibits that he's a big dude. And then, the mouse will show that, tech.
We don't want the mouse to look intimidating. That's going to confuse people.
Yeah, so...
But as for the muscular bird, right now, if you see some of our art, the bird looks I wouldn't say chubby, but he doesn't look like a gym head. He's just a regular, big guy. Yeah. But we're trying to figure out whether or not Hulk is the direction to go or just, huge is the direction to go. We haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah. So that's where the art is...
Art-wise, though, we're really just, all over the place. You can probably tie things to what we do, but it's not intentional. We just, we're going crazy with our minds. And, I'll tell you the Pokemon that I've had one of the guys compared to. I drew a new version of Red the other day,
mm-hmm.
put it on our Facebook, and someone told me it looked like a Rapidash. So I was like, okay, that's not necessarily an insult, mm-hmm. but it is a Pokemon. So, I like Pokemon. Don't get me wrong, you're a Pokemon, but when you're compared to Pokemon, it's not like, oh, wow, that's awesome. It's more like, wow, that's kind of childish.
You could have said Digimon or something like that.
Yeah, I totally did that.
So,
I'm definitely off the
record. So the game, you guys have a tentative release date?
November.
Okay.
What do you think?
That's what we would want to release.
We set our release date in November. I mean, we're probably going to get a prototype out before that,
mm-hmm.
but we're hoping everything can get worked
Absolutely.
Out and all the kinks can get fixed by November. Definitely.
I want playtesting to be like at full throttle. I want this to be a good living game, that, you know, if someone says, this character is a little sloppy or this character is not pulling his weight, let's get to work. Because I don't know, I would like to see this like a competitiveness. There's going to be a trick to playing these games, that kind of thing. I mean, I'm coming from, you know, my love for like fighting games and competitive games. I'm like, I would want to wish the same thing for this one too.
Yeah, but we have a lot of stuff going on. I mean, have we even mentioned the boss battle features or the
no bat? No, let's hear about some of those extra features.
Yeah, the bats, for example, one thing, like, I mean, Carlos came up with this idea himself, but the bats are an embodiment of a player's weakness. So these bats will change size-wise and speed-wise and, I guess, aesthetically or not. They'll just change in whichever way to make your life more difficult as a specific player you are.
Example, Red, who wants to finish things fast. I mean, the Tiger wants to finish fast and, you know, through things and all that, but he's weak in stature. We'll go against this boss who's huge but slow. So it's just an ultimate insult to, you know,
what he does
to this. Yeah. Yeah. That pretty much, you know, I guess it's for the character and for the player to just say, I can't believe I lost to the slowpoke. And then
green, another thing for green, we have multiple bats.
Yeah.
It's not just one, but you have, like, say three, and they're not large like green is. They're small bats, but the difference is...
And they're fast.
They're fast. And the crazy thing is that they can go outside of the screen and recur. So you're just moving, and, you know, you think the bats are gone, you think you're safe, and then out of nowhere, they're just back, like, going extremely quick.
It sucks
to be green in that stance. I mean, green has his ways around it, but all the characters have their ways to kind of survive circumstances, but we try to make it difficult, but enjoyable at the same time.
The game's going to be released on the PC, but are there any, you know, ideas on releasing it, like, as an indie game on the Xbox 360 or as a mini on the PS Vita, you know, things like that?
We have plans for the 360 and mobile platform.
Oh, that's cool.
It may not be as entire as it is on PC, Mac, or Linux, but when we release it mobily, you know, you'll get a taste of the game. I mean, we're thinking of maybe adding on things to the mobile, because you don't want to take up people's phone memory with video games.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Well, yeah, but that's their choice, you know? That's not how you download this game. There's 200 MBs of your data gone.
No. Of my game? Awesome.
But, yeah, we are planning to do Xbox release. The platform we're currently working with is actually suited for Xbox, so we can port that to Xbox and then get the other stuff done. So it all works out at the end of the day.
All right, is there anything else that you guys want to say?
You can encounter a boss challenge by beating a level in a certain specific way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we tell you, it's a secret. You have to find out for yourself how to face these bosses. And when you get to the boss challenges, you choose to accept or decline. But if you accept, you know, you get thrown in this fighting room. You know, it's totally different from everything you've experienced. So we place you in another uncomfortable environment, but the reward of beating a boss is that you get a trophy. And there's trophies for every single boss that you fight. And we also have evil bosses, and those are just on another level. Like, if you ever face an evil boss, you run. It's that bad.
So are there any like benefits to acquiring these trophies? Can they be used in the game in some way?
We haven't thought that out yet. I thought out, though, that, you know, I don't want to give people achievements. Like, you know, in on Xbox, when you beat a certain part of the game, you do something awesomely, you just get an achievement.
Uh-huh.
It's at like 50 points. No, we're making custom trophies for every single boss you beat. And these trophies are going to just, like, not only look awesome, but they get accumulated in this trophy room feature that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go back to the trophy room and you can check out all the things you've won from all the bosses you've won. So it's kind of like memorabilia inside the game.
Okay, cool.
That'd be cool to...
Whether or not, you know, they apply to other parts of the game, we haven't figured that out yet. I mean, the trophies are
very
just like,
possible.
We need that, you know.
Very possible. We started a Kickstarter, and we wanted to just say that we have a lot of supporters really, you know, checking this out, or people on the website just looking at it and giving us the time to look at our video, read our information, know about what we're doing, and we would love to have the help continue, and hopefully hear from anyone who, you know, from any backers or any interested members. We will answer any question about our product, and you know, just to go have a look.
Yes, read the people. It's, you can Google it, and the Kickstarter will show up. But we're gonna redo the video. We're gonna make one that clearly emphasizes everything we're trying to get across. Like, our first video wasn't too clear on some things. We're gonna fix it. You know, just so that people have a solid, clear idea of what we're doing.
Yeah. And, so that's,
yeah, the update should be up very soon. So
it's a call to arms. Drop by our Kickstarter. Check us out.